Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. As I feared, my wife was listening.
Doesn't want to get rid of Colton.
Her response, I've been afraid of a trade. It will be difficult to watch the Cardinals if Colton is gone. Now, what am I supposed to make of that?
Players come and go.
Well, but not for her.
You root for that shirt, by God.
That's what I try to tell her. I've had players come and go. They've traded some of my favorite players over the years. I've disagreed with some of the moves they make. That's being a sports fan. But it's the Cardinals, right?
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be that way, but it is. It just is. But in the old days, players didn't switch teams very often.
But there were trades. I remember specifically a trade that here's one I was elated with. When the Cardinals traded Race Sadecki to the Giants for Orlando Cepeda. Oh, my goodness. I just went nuts.
Well, yeah, future Hall of Famer, Orlando Cepeda at the time.
But when the Cardinals traded Steve Carlton to the Phillies for Rick Wise?
Not good.
I knew that was a big mistake at the
time they
did it.
You knew it even then?
Yes. Carlton was a developing star.
Well, he'd gone 20-9 the year before.
The problem with Carlton is he was not he did not have great control. So they wondered, and listen, 20-9, you don't sneeze at. But Carlton eventually had pinpoint control and threw maybe the nastiest slider in the history of baseball.
Well, he never really had pinpoint control. He still battled it occasionally, but he was
Gibson couldn't throw strikes early. They certainly didn't give up on Gibson, and if they'd traded Gibson, I might have been done with him.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever going to happen, was it?
And here's another trade. And if you got a trade, if there's a trade that comes to mind for you that caused an emotional reaction, give us a call at 869-1240. Here's one. When Whitey Herzog, who I adore, decided he was going to trade Gary Templeton to the Padres for Ozzie Smith, I thought he was insane. Gary Templeton had just had a season in which he became the first and maybe only switch hitter to have 100 hits from
that
each.
Never happened, by the way. We determined that.
Nah, it did happen. I've determined it.
Who was the other most? There are several, but the most famous player who spelled Gary with two R's.
Gary, I don't know.
Gary Maddux.
Oh yeah, Gary Maddux numbers. Oh gosh. Single digit.
No.
Yeah, wasn't it?
No.
16.
No.
What was he?
29. And then 31 for most of his Phillies.
31,
career.
That's right. Gary Maddux was fun to watch. What's the trade that you were elated with? See, you can't just have – how do you go to a bar and just sit around and talk? You don't do that, do you?
I don't remember a trade that I was elated – well, I was happy when we got – like just off the top of my head, there was a day I was at the airport. I was going to Ohio. I think I was in St. Louis or somewhere else. Where the Indians, it looked like, were starting to make a whole bunch of moves. They got Ubaldo Jimenez, and then it looked like they were going to get Wandy Rodriguez, which never ended up happening, but that was a fun day. And then I remember also Kenny Lofton being traded. That was the first time the business of baseball really, like, what? You're trading Kenny Lofton?
And how'd you feel about that?
I didn't like it.
That's your all-time favorite.
I didn't like it, but we got Marquise Grissom and David Justice back in the deal, and they helped us.
Here's a trade, a more recent trade, and I'll always remember where I was. We were on a day trip with some friends of ours. We were in Medicine Lodge, of all places. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. The Cardinals traded Alan Craig and Joe Kelly to Boston for John Lackey.
Yeah.
Now, Alan Craig at that time was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and never again happened.
And never did anything. So trades are great.
Joe Kelly, yeah. You'd like to have him, though.
I'd love to have Joe Kelly, but John Lackey did well.
Yeah, he pitched.
He's the
forever.
Kind of guy that if he's on your team, you love him. If he's on the other team, you hate him. I hated him. I went from loving John Lackey.
Isn't that weird? Usually it's the other
way around. I went from
around.
Loving John Lackey to despising him.
How does that work?
When he joined
the
Cubs.
I know he went to the Cubs, but you've already built up a loving relationship. I didn't hate Kenny Lofton when he played for the White Sox or even the Yankees because I'd already loved him.
But
you'd
Lackey's
loved
that kind of player. He's brusque. He's got attitude. You love that when
I
he's
know
on
I'll
your
hate
team.
Trevor Bauer when he pitches for someone else, but I don't even know that I like him now, but he's a good pitcher.
Don't you kind of find him
annoying?
Now, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Doesn't he warm your heart a little bit that he's such a competitive guy?
Well, I like that aspect.
Don't you love
it?
That about...
But he's probably too competitive. He's too competitive with himself. Whatever he had last year was figured out. He figured it out, and then he changed a lot of stuff in this offseason. And he's pitched okay, not great.
Well, he's been pretty good.
Pretty good. And then we'll trade him.
I'm trying to think
about
of
about seven Cardinals.
And listen, I'll be the first to admit, I do not follow the Royals that closely. I know, I'm aware. I'm trying to think of trades that the Royals made that would light up a fan base. I know back in the day, who'd they trade to get John Mayberry?
I don't know, but you're. But I what knew about at the Cueto?
I knew
and,
at that moment.
Cueto John, and Zobrist are the
right,
are those trades.
Those were, but I knew at the time. Look up John Mayberry. I knew at the moment that trade was made that they'd stolen John Mayberry from the Houston Astros.
Did you?
Yes, because I followed the game, and I knew John Mayberry was going to be a big-time hitter. Are you looking at him?
No, you didn't.
Of course.
He hit 182 the
right.
previous year.
And he was a big-time prospect.
So who are you?
I know my stuff.
I couldn't think of a famous J.P. Ricciardi now.
I know my stuff, Jeff. I always have. I know you find that hard to believe.
Well, I do, that a 12-year-old just had some grand illusion that
I've followed
John
baseball
Mayberry.
My entire life. I used to read the sporting news religiously. That's what I've done. I know you. I know that doesn't make sense to you, but it's the truth. And you can ask any of my friends about it. It's what I do. Find out who got traded.
I already did.
Okay, who got traded for John Mayberry?
Lance Clemens and Jim York.
Are you kidding? I mean, that's a great trade. The first year in Kansas City, 23-year-old John Mayberry, after coming over from Houston where he'd batted 182 in 46 games, hit 298, 25 homers, 100 RBIs. And I'm sure I said to the people around me at the time, now this is 1972. This would have been my junior year in high school. I'm sure I said to my friends at the time, I told you about John Mayberry.
I'd like to see Mayberry. That backed up, that you had a guy hitting 182.
Because he was a huge prospect.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I wish you believed your father more. He was a sixth player taken in the 1967 draft. I followed the game, man.
Okay. Wow, that reverberated.
There's an echo in here. I just wish you trusted me more.
I do, but I don't know.
Where'd you find his trade? Where
what
was
you,
that?
Ed Wade? I'm going to keep doing that.
Look up Amos Otis while you're at it. I'm trying to give the Royals fans a little bit of a little nudge.
Well, there's
here.
An article on MLB.com from a couple years ago. Written by our friend Jeffrey Flanagan, actually earlier this year.
All right, give me
10 biggest trades in Royals history.
Give me Amos Otis. What was that trade?
Amos
they
Otis.
Got him from the Mets, and again, 1970, he came to Kansas City. Now, as a Met in 1969, as a 22-year-old, he played in 48 games and batted 151. So you're not thinking anything of Amos Otis.
He was a two-for-one deal. They had to throw in another guy to get somebody. With Bob Johnson, to the Royals. Well, two for one. For Joe Foy goes to the Mets in that deal.
Joe Foy went to the Mets. Joe Foy was a solid player for the Royals at the very beginning of their existence. But here's Amos Otis as a 23-year-old in his first season with Kansas City, led the American League in doubles, hit .284. And, of course, he went on to become one of the all-time Royals greats. So those are two great trades for the Royals. Who else? Look up Hal McCray. We're on a roll, baby.
Well, Hal McCray, of course, I saw this one earlier. He came with Wayne Simpson for Roger Nelson and Rich Scheinblum.
Oh, my all-time favorite. Do you know that? Richie Scheinblum is my all-time favorite Wichita Arrow. Probably my all-time favorite Wichita minor league player. So that trade, he went to Cincinnati in this deal?
Yes.
Here's what Hal McCray had done with the Reds. Marginal. He'd been okay. He gets to Kansas City in 1973, just okay, but he took off in 74. And he had an incredible run from 74 through 1982 when he drove in a league-leading 133 runs. So that's a great trade that the Royals made. We've just given you maybe three of the best trades the Royals ever made.
Right. And maybe the only good three.
What about Saberhagen? Did they trade for him or sign him as a free agent?
No, he was a draft guy. He was with them at the beginning.
That's
of
right.
The
they traded him to the Mets.
Yes.
So tell me who they traded to the Mets with in the Saberhagen deal.
Well, you're not going to like this.
Why?
I don't know.
Did they get Cohn?
No. They traded Saberhagen and Bill Pecota, former Royal.
Love Pecota.
For Kevin McReynolds, Greg Jeffries, and Keith Miller. Pretty good trade. Greg Jeffries didn't amount to much with the Royals, but McReynolds was decent.
Greg Jeffries, do you have him?
I know, is 1 year with the Cardinals.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I like that year, too.
Why can't I be excited?
2 years with the Cardinals, they were both good. But he was never that player before or again.
In 93 in St. Well, he was a good player. He was a good player for the Mets. He had a really good year in 90 with the Mets. But in 93 with the Cardinals, hit .342. In 94, he hit .325. He was an outstanding Cardinal.
Well, that was.
Why don't we talk more about Greg Jeffries?
That was the fulfillment of some potential that he flashed in the minors when he hit .367 in Double A at age 19. At age 19, he hit .367.
Well, he's a big time player,
right? But he never fulfilled it.
He had 1,593 hits in the big leagues. I mean, that's not anything to sneeze at.
I know, but he was just a
20th pick overall in the 1985 draft out of Junipero Sierra High School in San Mateo, California. Are people hanging on every word?
You wonder what they did to ruin Greg Jeffries.
I don't know that they ruined him.
The Mets.
Who'd the Cardinals trade him for? He went to the Phillies. His year in Kansas City wasn't awful. It wasn't great.
He signed as a free agent.
With the Phillies?
Yeah, you traded Felix Jose and Craig Wilson to the Royals to get him.
I hated to see Felix Jose go.
Yeah, but he didn't do much with the Royals.
Craig Wilson, former K-Stater.
Is that the same Craig Wilson?
Yes. Pretty sure. 90% sure.
I won't even look it up. I'll just let you have it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Craig Wilson played for K-State. So
I know a Craig Wilson did, but I don't know if it was him or not.
Yeah. So there you go. There's a little Royals trade history for you. Is there anybody else?
And it wasn't that Craig Wilson that got traded.
No, it wasn't. Oh, well. Sounded good.
Absolutely.
Sounded good
a little
when
early
I said it.
For, little early for Craig Wilson.
Well, the all-time great trade maybe in baseball history was Ernie Broglio for Lou Brock, right?
It's one of them.
I mean, that's got to be right there.
Royals traded David Cohn for, now I can't find it. They traded him to the Mets for Ed Hearn, Rick Anderson, and Mauro Gozo.
Terrible trade.
Not good.
And Ed Hearn never heard the end of it. I don't think they could stand him in Kansas City, only because he got traded for David Cone.
They traded Carlos Beltran for Mark Tian and John Buck, another absolute disaster.
Well, they had, but they were up against it with Beltran.
I know.
He was going to be making tons of money, and they just couldn't do it.
But they didn't get anything for that whole era of players.
No, I get it. Now, that's the problem a lot of Damon people have with the Royals.
Damon Dye and Beltran, they got nothing really for any of those guys.
Right. That's
set
why
them,
the
set them back years.
Right. And this time they lost Moustakas, Hosmer, and Kane. Very similar. But will this set them back for years? They lost these guys because they couldn't pay them. The same way they lost Dye, Beltran, and who was the third?
Damon. They got Angel Baroa, who did win Rookie of the Year, but after that was bad.
Let's go to
and
Joel.
AJ Hinch.
Hello, Joel.
What's up, guys?
We're just reminiscing about baseball trades.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing you can say about those trades for the Royals this time compared to last time is they did win a title before they had to trade the guys off. So, I mean, do you take that as an organization? Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Jeff would
take it in a heartbeat. I come from a winner.
We can't all come from a line of winners. The Denver Broncos have been blown out in more Super Bowls than they've won. So I understand that. But, I think as a fan base, you'd be more mad if they got rid of them and not won like they did early on. I think it's a little easier pill to swallow. You won a championship. You couldn't keep the guys for whatever reason, but at least there was something there previous too. So I think in the long run, I think it's a better trade out, knowing that those guys did win a championship.
I think most Royals fans would take the championship for all the suffering that happened before and now after the championship.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me say this. It's also nice to have a competitive team on the field year in and year out.
Yeah, that's also for sure.
Thank you, Joel.
I mean, I think from 2014 to 2016 or something, whenever those 3-4 years, they were really competitive.
They got better. 2014, they were in the World Series. 2015, they won it. And then they had a pretty good team in 2016, but it's been bad the past 3 years.
Yeah, those 4 years were fun. I mean, we'd like to get back to it, but we'll see. But anyways, guys, have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
We appreciate the call. Let's get to Ralph next on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline, 869-1240. Hello, Ralph.
How you doing?
Good.
Worst trade ever, hands down, Frank Robinson for Milt Pappas. Nothing
That's a
else
bad
comes
one.
Close.
That's a bad one.
From a Reds
one.
Fan, it was death. So thanks.
Yeah,
have a good
thank
day.
Thank you. That's a good reminder. Milt Pappas, a good, pretty good pitcher, but Frank Robinson, come on. What are you thinking?
Not good. But the Reds at the time thought Robinson was about to regress, and he didn't.
No, he darn right he didn't.
Won the Triple Crown, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. Mike before break. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just have one comment. The Herc Robinson years for the Royals was a total disaster. Dayton Moore has a plan. I really was disappointed, though, in the latest trade with Mike Montgomery. And that's probably what you're talking about. But that said, I think that the trade for a shortstop, a couple, two or three days ago, I think the plan is that they want to – now, wait for it. I think they want to move Adalberto Mondesi to another position. And I just want you – that's all.
That's interesting. That surprises me.
Who said that?
I don't know. That's his opinion.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think it's too early to be thinking that way.
Yeah, he's.
We got to see if this guy, and I can't remember his name, we got to see if he can learn to hit. If he can, then the Royals made a good trade.
No, they're not going to cater to this guy.
Oh, they like him.
Adalberto Mondesi is their cornerstone. He's their shortstop.
Well, they like this guy. And the name again.
Merrill something.
This guy. That's forever. I'll know him as this guy.
And by the way,
let's take a break.
Mondesi's defensive metrics are great, so they're not moving.
Don't worry about it. Mike had his opinion.
Okay.
He doesn't want to hear you.
Oh, I'm.
That was a conversation between me and Mike.
Good job, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Back in a minute. More first round match in the World Series of Faceoff. Derek and Gary, they're next. Stay with us.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.